This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It is time to ask the CLO. Our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, is in the building. This is from Manny in Lawrenceville. Manny says, my girlfriend's friend came over to work on a project with her. I used to mess with the friend, and she kept on saying she knew me from somewhere. She was trying to be funny, but now I'm worried. Should I tell my girlfriend about her?
No.
Surprise.
No. You see how she acting like she seemed like I know you from somewhere. That's your exact same position. Mm-hmm. Stay right there. That way, when your girlfriend do find out, it'll have the air of it was meaningless and didn't mean nothing. See, when you play that game talking about, it seemed like I know you from somewhere. Oh, I'm right there with you. Mm-hmm. I'm right there with you. You know what? I'll be damned. I think I'm... Y'all be playing that game, too. Don't go in there with this... Why would you go in there and tell your girlfriend this, dog?
Because he wants to be honest with her in case her girlfriend tells
her. He wants to be
first.
What? He wants to be what?
Me. You heard me. The H word. Yeah.
Honest.
Honest.
Who do that? Yeah. Who do that?
Some people tell the truth. Some people are honest in their relationship.
And where did get them, Carla?
Truth
where did
matters.
That get them?
The truth
where is
matters.
They at now?
Where let me ask you a question. What benefit would it be for him to go in there and tell his girlfriend, I used to mess with this girl right here? Why would he do that?
So she can know who she's dealing with. So she'll know how to handle her.
Handle her like you gonna handle her.
Yeah, but she got more intel now.
But see, here's the problem with that statement, Carl. It ain't how she gonna handle her. It's how she gonna handle him. That's the damn problem.
That's all you care about.
I don't care how you handle her.
All right.
She's just better informed.
We're moving on. Moving on to Gladys in Aiken. Gladys writes, a younger fellow in my neighborhood walks by my condo every morning.
Hold wait, first of all, stop. Let me say this right here. If your name is Gladys, I already know it's a younger fella. Go ahead,
TMI. All right. Gladys in Aiken says, a younger fella in my neighborhood walks by my condo every morning and places my newspaper on my porch. His wife rolls her eyes at me when I see her, and I wonder if she's jealous of me. Do I need to tell her that I don't want her husband?
Is he the paper
lady? Are you sure that ain't the paper boy?
Oh, goodness.
And maybe that lady rolling her eyes ain't her husband. It might be his mama. How old are you, Gladys?
Is it still a paper boy?
If somebody bring your paper and put it on your porch every day, that's a paper boy. Now, the lady that's rolling her eyes could be his mama. Miss Gladys. Now, I know you might be concerned, but go out on the porch one morning and take a close look at him. And just look at him and see if he, you know, Look down the street. See if you don't see the bike parked at the corner or something like that.
Not the bike.
This could be. And wait a minute. And let me ask you something. Where they live? Who get a paper delivered anymore?
I'm like, dude.
I ain't seen the paper boy since 89.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Who's still getting the paper delivered? What she say? On her port in Aiken. What didn't happen in Aiken where y'all down today?
Where is Aiken?
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to Dorota in Kalamazoo.
Who?
Dorota.
Dorota. She 89 too.
Go ahead. She up there with Gladys.
Up there with Gladys.
She lives in Kalamazoo. She says, I cussed a parking lot attendant for trying to overcharge for parking at the club. My boyfriend sat there and let it all go down and didn't say a word. He said, I do too much and I won't let him be a man. If he's a man, why didn't he act like it?
Because you in the way.
What does that
See,
mean?
See, you can't run out front. And then want to know why your man, how you trying to tell a man how to act? Hard to act like a man when you trying to beat him to the punch. Why you jumping in front of your man? You know, there's more than one way to handle it. And obviously you handled it the wrong way.
Why was he in the car and not paying for the parking?
What do you, don't clubs have valet? What?
Yeah, they do. Very confused.
Yeah.
I don't understand what club they are where they got to go into the garage to get to it. What?
When the last time you went to a club?
Yes,
you don't know.
Yes, I want to know.
But why is this not a standalone building? What club you going to this?
The strip center.
Yeah. Why is your club at the food court? Where y'all going?
What were you drinking at the club, Steve? I know you don't drink, but where were you drinking when you last time you were at the club?
Just like Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Club soda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and
so
you would just
put a little umbrella in it. You don't make it look like a drink. I was so good.
All right. This is the last one now. This is from Chloe in Vero Beach. This is the last one. Chloe says, I'm renting a condo from an older couple, and they told me that my boyfriend can't stay at my place over 3 consecutive days. But it's not in the lease. He visits from another part of the state, so are we supposed to pay for a hotel room? She says it's not in the lease.
How they gonna know?
Yeah. Right.
How are they gonna know? Who to say that?
Yeah.
Can't nobody tell you what to do with your place after they rent it to you?
Yeah.
Can't nobody stay there for 3 days. Who counting the days? What kind of neighborhood watch program y'all?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nosy people.
You need to find out who the hell he is stay across the hall. That's what you need to find out. Because that's where your problem going to be right
now. She's a snitch.
Yeah.
With the blue Camry in the parking lot.
Yeah. Miss Pearl.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she has rights as a tenant, is what you're saying, Steve.
If it's not in the lease, you can't possibly uphold it.
Yeah, you can't enforce that. Yeah.
If that's not in the lease, you can't. That has to be in the lease. You have to initial that.
Just
and I've never heard that in my life. You cannot have a person stay with you more than 3 days. What?
So what are they trying to stop? Him moving in permanently or something?
Well, I guess what they're trying to say is when we sign the lease for you, we're assuming you'll just be the only one living here.
Yeah.
If we're going to sign for more people, we're probably going to charge more.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
You know, okay. I've never heard that.
Yeah. So I guess they're going to have to spring for a hotel room, huh?
No.
All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.